Yisrael Yishlayim, is it true? Did Nebuchadnezzar come up to Yishlayim? For it says, the pasuk says, V'yalu Yisrael Melech Bavel, Rav Losa, that the Melech Bavel went to Rav Losa, V'yomer Abavua, Zu Antuchia. That's where he went to. So it comes out that Nebuchadnezzar did not come to Yishlayim. So how is it possible that Nebuchadnezzar, he said like he went up to the Melech Bavel, he went to see Nebuchadnezzar in Yishlayim. Nebuchadnezzar never went to Yerushalayim. So one answer is two pshatim. One pshat is Machlokes Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchok Bar Avidimi. That Chadama one says, Tumus diyaykner hoysa chakuk lo yamakavtoi. But the pshat is that Nevuzardon, the image of his master, Nebuchadnezzar, it was chakuk, it was carved out on a kafto, on what he wrote on. So that was the pshat. That wherever he went, it was sort of as if the Nebuchadnezzar was with him. The Chadam and the other one said, no, Eimo Yisera Hoysalemi Menu, that the Muzadon had Eimo had fear from his master, Nebuchadnezzar. And Vedoyma Kimishon Lefonov was mamish considered as if the Nebuchadnezzar was in front of him. That's what the pasuk means, that the Muzadon came to see the Melech, came to see the Melech Bavel. So his Eimo was in front of him. So, here's the pshat from the pasuk before, that the pasuk, the Novi said, Ben Yechabidav V'yevar Adonav, that Le Novi Selen Klayis Otechocho, like here by the Goyim we see the way a Ben gave cover to his father, and the way the Eved, this Nebuzardon, gave respect to his Odin, to Nebuchadnezzar, Salach is coming to come a Klayis Oil, has to give cover, give respect, like we say, Dashin, Shavisi Hashem Monegi Samed, HaKadosh Baruch always has to be in front of us. Smadat here, this Eved, felt this way about his master, for sure, Klayis, so we have to feel this way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, when the Nebuchadnezzar came to fight against Yerushalayim, Omar Rava, Rava says, Toyin Tlosa Meya Kudnaisa, he had 300 mules loaded up, Nagud Pazola, axes made from metal, from iron, to Shola Bepazila, they have the power to knock down, they're very strong, they can knock down like an iron or a fence. So Shodalai Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadnezzar, that's what Nebuchadnezzar sent in Nebuchadnezzar, that Kulo Belasinu, whereas all of these were like swallowed up. In other words, he tried to knock down the gate, and it didn't go, with all these axes that he sent, he couldn't knock down the gates. Is Kula Basino Chod Dosha Yishlayim, on one gate of Yishlayim he used up Kemat all the axes. Shnei the pasuk says Pisucheho Yochad Bechasho Bechalepois Yalemun, that he wanted to use up all the axes on one gate. Samar says Boilu Meheder, so son of Nebuzad like Kemat gave up, he wanted to return. Omar, but he said Mistafin, I'm afraid, I'm embarrassed, Lelev Dubi Kiechid Diabdi Bisincheruf, they should not do to me like assassinate me the same way they killed Atzin Chayv when he returned. So Nokukurlo Abasko came out, a voice came out the Yom, and he said, Shavir by Shavir, Alipa the son of Alipa, he could jump. As Nebuzardan Shavir jumped, to Motizim, the now came the time, to Mikta Shachor, that the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed, for Yechol and Mikta, time to burn down the Heichol. So what happened was, Poshle Chardnag, he only had one axe left over. So he took it, Machio Bekufi, hit it with the head of the axe, the Iftach, and was able to open up the gate. Shnei Meposik says, Yivoda Kemevi Lamolo Pisavach Eitz Kadumas, like he was known when he came through with the head of the axe. Heavy Koto Vyozli was going and killing out the Yidden. Ademoteli Echola to Nevozaden reached the Heichol. Adlak Bey, he literally put it on fire, Nura Gaba. Heichola, that it was Kemat going up, the Heichol was going up in fire. Satan was Docho Ben Min Shemaya, and in the Shemaya they crushed it down. Shem in the Pasuk says, Gas Dorach Hashem Lepsulos Bas Yuda. So what happened now was, after that Nebuzardan burnt down the Beis Hamikdash, is Zicha Daitai, he was going around with a high head, like he was breaking about what he did. Is Nofka Basko, so Basko came out to Yom and said, Amok Tilo Katlas, you killed the dead nation. In other words, it was going to happen, Hashem was the one that caused this to happen. Heichol Lekhliya Kolis, You burnt down and burnt the Beis HaMikdash already. And kimchot chinat chinta. You grind it up like kemach flour. It's not you're doing like it was doomed to happen anyway. Shneimer Pesach says, kechi rechayim v'tachem yikamach. Like take your millstones and grind up flour, it says. Gali tzamoseich cheshvi shovel. Gali shuk yivun horas chit yeh. Tzvara says, chitim l'nemer. It doesn't say he grounded up wheat. Ela kemach. Mashmi only grounded up flour, something that was already grounded up. Now the Gemara says that Chose Dome Discharya. So Nebuzaradan saw the blood, he saw blood on the floor, which was really the Dam of Zecharya. Tevi Karosik was boiling. Omalu, so Nebuzaradan asked Chachom there, my high, what is this? His Omalu is the first he entered the back and said, Dam Zavochmu, this is the blood of Karbonus. Tishtapach that was spilled here. Omalu, he said, listen, I see the insect, come and I'll compare. In other words, let me test this. Did this seem real Dam Zavochim? He mad mukosi. So what he did was he asked him to bring a behemah. He shechted it, and v'loy itmi. It wasn't like it. So he saw it wasn't the blood of an animal. It was the blood of a person. So Amalu, he said to them, "Gonali, tell me clearly what happened here. V'loy, if you don't tell me, sarikn l'chul b'sroichum b'masrika t'parzalo. I'll use an iron or comb to comb off your skin." He scared them. So Amalu, he said back to him, it was Koyin v'novi hegri. This Charya was the Koyin and he was a Novi. The Invululi Yisrov v'chorban ad Yushlayim. He said, oh, the Nevuah, that there will be a Churban Abayis for Katlu, and when we killed him. So Amalu, he said, so Nebuzaradan said, Anon Mephaistan Lay, I will appease for him, I'll take revenge for him. So I see Rabbanu, first he took the Rabbanu, Koto Olayu, he killed the Rabbanu there. But v'loinach, the blood of Zechariah did not rest. I see Baradiki, the very Rabbi brought the Tatamidim, the young children, caught the liar, he killed over them, over there, Vlenach, his blood did not rest. I see Parchak, when he brought the Yom Kahanim, caught the liar, he killed them there, Vlenach, his blood still did not rest. Ade caught the liar, Tishin, the Aborni Buya, till he killed 94,000 Yidin, Vlenach, and still he did not rest, the blood did not rest. His Korov Lagabes, now the Buzardim came close to this blood. Omri said, Zcharya, Zcharya, Tevim Shebehem Ivartem, I destroyed already the best of them. Nichalacho, Dictalino, Lekulai, do you want me to kill out all the Jews? Is Miyadnach, right away the blood stopped. Now, when the Vazadin saw that, now, he wrote Tshuva Bedaite, he started to do Tshuva. And Omri said like this, Mahim, Shle Yivdu El Nefeshechos, Ma the Klai Yisrael, that only killed one person, just Zcharya. Kach Heve, that's the punishment happened back to them. That now 94,000 was killed out. It was so who gavra, like this person said upon himself about the Buzardin. My Tevye Allah, what's going to be upon me that I killed out so many Jews? Sorry, Kiran, Shardar, Protisa, Levese, Vizgaya. Kiran, Rashi says, Shtar, Tavoy, left over a will that what he wants done in his own house. He ran away, Vizgaya, and the Buzardin became a gear. Talmud Moshe says, Tana Rabban, well, like this. Naamon, he was the Ger Toshe. He was the Ger Toshe, means he only accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he did not become a real Jew. Nevuzardon, Ger Tzedekoy, like this last mice, he was Mizgayer, he became a Ger Tzedek, he was Makabal to be all mitzvahs, he was Makabal to be a real Jew. Nevnei Bono Shal Sisroi, from the grandchildren of Sisroi, Limdu Terebi Yishlayim, they were Zerchot to learn Terebi Yishlayim. And Nevnei Bono Shal Sacheriv, from the grandchildren of Sacheriv, Limdu Terebi Rabin, even to a Terebi Rabin. Oma Nino, who were they? Shemaya Vatalvian, the Avtalvian. They were from the Bnei Bonim of Sacheriv. Nevnei Bono Shal Hamon, Limdu Terebi Bnei Brak. They were Zerchot to learn Terebi Bnei Brak. And the Yav, Nevnei Bono of Shleisu Rosho. Even from the grandchildren of that Rosh of Nebuchadnezzar, also B.K. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachnisa tachas kan shvei shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the children should be mezgayim, and they should become Jews. Ezomu malachei Ashoros lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachim said to Hashem, Yibayne Shalolam, mi shechir es beisro, the one that destroyed your house, v'sofas achalecha, that burned up your base, the Midrash. Let him become a Jew. So they stopped it. And Hanukkah, that's what the Pesach says, Rafinu as both of Lo Nefasa, and he wanted to heal, but was not able to. And Rashi says, Shaykhodesh Baruch Hu Mavakash Lefosoi, Rastas and Mevonov, Takas Kanfi Ashkinam, but the Malachim did not let him. Unu Ramar, Ze Nebuchadnezzar, goes on Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yamar, Elu Nehoras Bavel. These are the rivers of Bavel. Hashem says, Shem Royim Lish is very bad to drink. Fatirgum Odishin say to Bavloi. And the rest of the palm trees, the bitter palm trees, stood there. Yeah, Omar Ulu says like this. Amon Moyev Shirvi Bishud Yishlayim. Amon and Moyev, they were like bad neighbors of Yishlayim. Kivun the Shaminu and Neviyah, to come as Naboy the Chubn of Yishlayim, as soon as they heard the Novi say Nevias, that Yishlayim will be Chorov, Shokhul Nebuchadnezzar. They sent message to Nebuchadnezzar saying, Puk Vesa, come, that come now, come and destroy Yishlayim. Omar Nebuchadnezzar said, Mistafina, I'm afraid, till I left the leader, should not do to me, could the off do the kamon that they did to the ones before me. Is a shokhah they sent back to know, ki ain reish b'deisai, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not in this place, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not in Yishlayim now, in Eretz Yisrael now. Holach b'derach m'rochai, he went to a faraway place. So Mar says, v'yanish shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Pesach says, Yisha means the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem is not in Eretz Yisrael now. Shem in the Pesach says, Hashem ish m'chama. But Shochel Hu, Nebuchadnezzar still sent back and said, the crazy have they? Okay, but he's still close by. I'm afraid if I come to conquer Eretz Yisrael, he'll come and protect them. Shochel Hu sent back, no, the end of the Pesach says, Holach b'derech merochek, you went far away. So don't be afraid. Sholach Hu sent back, Islu Tzadiki, the boy Rachm Yomaisilei. They have Tzadikim left in Eretz Yisrael. So daven to Hashem, Hashem will come and protect them. Shochel Hu sent back to him, Torah Kesav Lokach Biyodoi. He took a pile of silver with him. Where Midashin Vien Kesav Ela Tzadikim. Chazroch took the Tzadikim with him. Arashi said, Tzadikim Sheva Mesu. The Tzadikim died already. Shem Apostle says, V'yichru Li Bechamisha Asa Kosev V'chay Mesorim V'lesach Sorim. That the Tzadikim already died already. Yeah. So, Shochaluhu, Hadrei Rishoy B'Tshuva, still is afraid. Maybe the Rishoyim will do Tshuva. Boy Rachma, they'll daven to Hashem, Umaisa, Hashem will help them. Umaisa, and then he'll kill me. So, Shochaluhu sent back to him. Kva Krovolo Zman, of course, Boch already is a man. That means, Shalay Yavoy Ad Ayin Shono. Tashtam Golos Bovot, Lekaisos, and Golos now for 70 years. Hashem will not come back till the end of 70 years. So, Nehemiah the Pesach says, Liyoyma Kisa Yavoy Beisoy. And Kisa Yel Zman means a time. There's a set time when Hashem will come. Shema Bekesel Yem Chagenu. Sholach Lu, so he sent back Sivso Heve. It's in the winter now. It's hard for me to travel. For Mitzinu Diyasi Mitigla Omi Mitra. There's snow and rain now. I can't travel. Sholchulay Samen Amayu sent back to Nebuchadnezzar. Toy Ashin Vitura. Come through the mountains. Shnei Leposik says, Shochul Kar Moshe Leretz, Misela, Bidvor Al Har Basiyun. Let's come through the mountains, there the bad weather will not affect you. So again, Shochul Hu, Nebuchadnezzar sent back, Yasin, if I come, lastly Duchti Di Yasid Nebeh, I have no place to stay, like outside Yishlayim, there's no place to meet in camp there. Is Shochul Hu, they sent back to him, Kvor Shalhem, the graves that they have outside, they're better off than your palaces. To see the Pesach says in Yom, I see at that time, no, Hashem, Yoitzi was Atzmois, Malcha Yuda, that Hashem will take out the bones of Malcha Yuda. The Atzmois saw the bones of his princess. The Atzmois Hakan of the Kind of Yasatzmois Anavim. The Atzmois Yeshu Yushlaim, Mikireim, Veshitchem Hashem, shall spread them out in the sun. Liyarech Lechol Tzavu Hashemayim. So the graves will be cleared out for the army of the Nebuchadnezzar if they want to come. Omalei, this was a story with the Nebuchadnezzar. This is called that Amun and Moyev were bad neighbors to Yishlayim, because they were the ones that encouraged the Nebuchadnezzar to come to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Talimor says, Omulei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Mishmi Lecho, did you hear? Emas Osi Bar Nafli. When will Bar Nafli come? Is Omulei, they said to him, Man Bar Nafli, who is this Bar Nafli? Omulei, he said back to Mashiach, Mashiach. So they asked the question, when will Mashiach come? He asked back, Mashiach Bar Nafli, Korosla, you called him Mashiach Bar Nafli. Omulei, in yes. The Siddha Potter says, Bayoy Mehu, Okim, Es Sukas Dover Hanafeles. So, Rashi says, Malchus Dover Shinof, Lokh.